Valley golf courses are gearing up for the busy season. As Mariana Dale reports from KJZZ's East Valley Bureau, Tempe has been working to turn around its sometimes faltering municipal golf courses.
It's late afternoon at Tempe's Rolling Hills Golf Course on a fall weekday. In the slanting sunlight, George Murphy takes a puff of a cigar and a few practice swings before he tees off.
Roll!
It's got some roll.
So did that go how you wanted it to go?
I went long and straight. The result was probably better than normal.
Murphy is part of a veterans golf club that frequents the front nine.
It's one of those courses where if your game's on, you can do quite well, but it still has enough challenge that if you're not playing great, it can still kick your butt a little bit.
He's noticed changes over the last couple years and thinks the quality is on the upswing.
There's a lot of good courses in the Valley. This one is definitely one of the most reasonably priced.
Tempe maintains two golf courses, Ken McDonald south of the US 60 and this one near the Phoenix Zoo.
Zooming out at a 30,000 foot level as we hear planes going overhead, we're in the heart of Phoenix, so to speak, the metro area.
Craig Hayton is Tempe's parks manager. The city's golf revenue has fallen from a peak of more than $2.7 million in 2014. Hayton says it's in part because of closures for renovations, like the creation of the retention pond we're standing in front of.
What we want to do is provide a country club atmosphere. We've got great conditions, but also do it at affordable prices.
The city serves as the greenskeeper, but it's more likely a golfer would interact with an employee of private management company Ace Golf, where another Craig Johnston, is the owner.
I worked at Rolling Hills Golf Course as the head golf professional for 2 years prior to submitting a proposal to the city of Tempe to take over management of the golf courses.
Johnston says the product at the pro shop and the course's restaurants needed improvement, and so did the customer service.
We wanted to get the community bought back into it, where we saw people kind of walking away from the situation.
The previous partner, Millennium Golf Management, had overseen the courses since 2011. Tempe ended Millennium's contract early in January. Parks manager Craig Hayton explains.
There's going to be just a different vision based on personalities, and that we had a great relationship with the previous golf partner, and there are some incredible strides made within Tempe Golf.
A 2014 newspaper article quoted a Tempe staffer saying the golf fund was in the best shape in a decade after Millennium Golf took over. Now RJ Hawley, the owner of that company, is suing the city for interfering with its ability to run the golf courses successfully.
I still want to manage golf courses. I still have a passion for golf. I just don't have a passion for irresponsible fiscal, people that aren't responsible for spending other people's money.
The lawsuit claims the city failed to provide a working sales system, prevented promotional pricing, and didn't compensate Millennium Golf for creating a website responsible for more than 150,000 bookings.
I'm hoping to recoup my losses, for one.
Hawley previously offered to settle with the city for $100,000. Tempe staff declined to discuss the lawsuit. In its legal response, the city admitted the contractor had improved the profits and conditions of the courses, but denies breaching the contract. It also claims Hawley himself breached the contract by charging a booking fee and offering promotions like discounts for food. Hawley's attorney, J.C. Cox, says the lawsuit is an example of government interfering with private business sensibility.
They don't have much of an incentive to do it well, because at the end of the day, their paycheck doesn't change, their vacation days don't change, the hours they have to work generally don't change.
In the meantime, the golf course's new operators are focusing on expanding golf's appeal. They're working with local high schools, even hosting weddings to broaden their reach.
We really want people to utilize it as more of a park and a play area as opposed to the hoity-toity kind of golf vision that people see.
If they're successful, a busy winter will keep the courses in the green throughout the year. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.